Okay, so what types of issues should be highlighted in an appeal brief? So let's say that you filed two RCEs, you got a claim to a wheel, and to an automobile wheel, and the examiner insists on rejecting that claim over a bicycle wheel. So you're at an impasse, and you want to appeal. So what should you highlight? Well, what you need to do is to show that the rejections are improper. And the way you would do that is to focus on the reversible errors. So the Federal Circuit approved the longstanding practice of the board where we require the appellant to identify the reversible errors. So even though the examiner retains the burden to show unpatentability and we review the rejections de novo, our review of the rejections are based upon the errors that you have identified as constituting the reversible errors. So it's important to do everything in your brief to focus your arguments on those reversible errors. Most appeals that we look at have obviousness rejections, so I'm taking this as an example. We deal with a whole slew of different types of rejections, but 103 is always almost always there. This list of issues are often dispositive to the outcome, and by no means are they exhaustive. First is prior art availability, that a reference isn't really prior art, and this issue can come up in a variety of ways. Recently, we've seen a lot of issues saying that, the prior art that the examiner is relying on isn't really prior art because it's not analogous to the claim subject matter. So, in the instance where a bicycle wheel is being cited against the automobile wheel, you need to discuss the two tests that are prevalent for analogous art and explain why you feel that the bicycle wheel isn't analogous art. But keep in mind that the Supreme Court and the Federal Circuit has stated that the scope of analogous art is broad. So keep that in the back of your mind. And of course, we have many situations where you believe that the examiner's claim construction is unreasonably broad. Now, when you make that argument, what we're looking for is an identification of the descriptions in the specification, which is the primary thing that we look at for claim construction, to explain why the descriptions and definitions that are found in the specification show that the examiner's broad interpretation was an error. The third example there is a limitation not accounted for. In many cases, it could be for a property or a function or result that might be recited in the claim, and the examiner didn't adequately address why the property, characteristic, function, or result would necessarily follow from the prior art combination. That could be dispositive. And of course, we have the ever-present failure to articulate, proper reason or motivation for combining. The motivation or reason can't just be made up general reasons for combining. It has to be specific, and it's got to have some rational underpinning based on facts. The last item I have here is secondary considerations evidence. More often than not, this comes up in the context of unexpected results. So if the inventor has some data that would support that that my automobile tire is unexpectedly better than other tires, you know, what factual basis would there be to support that assertion? So we're looking for facts in terms of comparative experimentation or what have you, declaration, specification examples to support that. Just a mere allegation in the brief that it's unexpected is not enough. And then secondly, even if the experimentation shows some improvement, we need to know what evidence you're relying on to show that the difference in results would have been considered unexpected. So at a minimum, what we're looking for is the situation in the In Re Soni case, S-O-N-I, which is substantially improved properties coupled with a statement in the specification or a declaration saying that those substantially improved results are unexpected. And then thirdly, you know, make sure that whatever showing that you're relying on can be reasonably extrapolated to the scope of the claims that you're looking to get a patent on. Oftentimes you may have one comparative showing and that's it. You know, although it's not required to show a comparison of every embodiment that falls within the claim, we need sufficient evidence that whatever result that you have shown is going to be extrapolated or extended to the entire scope.